Думал, я не собираюсь в нашу работу, так что я не знаю, что буду я. Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani, Prachari, Nini, Vishesh, Shambhavi, Pashtapati, Swami, Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Shri Advaita Vidyadhara, Shivashri, Gaura, Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kimva yogena sankhena
Kimva yogena sankhena
Kimva yogena sankhena
Kimva yogena sankhena
Nyasa svadhyayorapi
Nyasa svadhyayorapi
Nyasa svadhyayorapi
Nyasa svadhyayorapi
Kimva shreyobhir anyaischa
Kimva shreyobhir anyaischa
Kimva shreyobhir anyaischa
Kimva shreyobhir anyaischa
Na yatratma pradohari
Na yatratma pradohari
Na yatratma pradohari
Na yatratma pradohari
Kimva yogena sankhena
Kimva yogena sankhena
Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi
Nyasa svadhyaya yorapi Kimva shreyobhiranyaischa
Na yatratma pradohari
Na yatratma pradohari
Word to word meaning
Kim
What is the use?
What is the use?
Va
or
Yogena
By mystic yoga practice Sankhena
By the study of Sankhya philosophy
Nyasa
by accepting sannyas
Swadhyaya yoga
and by study of Vedic literature
Api even
what is the use
Va or
Shriyogihi By auspicious activities.
Anyeha. Other.
Cha.
And.
Na.
Never.
Yatra.
Where.
Atma pradaha. Full satisfaction of self.
Harihi.
The supreme personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Krishna Prabhupada. Translation. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practice, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature. All this may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these processes are useless. Please repeat after me.
Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one
realize the supreme personality of Godhead are useless.
Realize the supreme personality of Godhead are useless.
Be they mystic yoga practices.
Be they mystic yoga practices.
The analytical study of matter.
The analytical study of matter.
Severe austerity.
Severe austerity.
The acceptance of sannyas.
The acceptance of sannyas.
Or the study of Vedic literature.
Or the study of Vedic literature.
All these may be very important aspects.
All these may be very important aspects
of spiritual advancement.
Of spiritual advancement.
But unless one understands,
the
Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these processes are useless. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 409, it is said, Bhakti vina keval jnane mukta nahi hai. Bhakti sadhana kare yai. Prapta Brahmadaya. Impersonalists do not take to devotional service but take to other practices such as the analytical study of the material elements, the discrimination between matter and spirit, and the mystic yoga system. These are beneficial only insofar as they are complementary to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore told Sanatana Goswami that without a touch of devotional service, jnana, yoga and sankhya philosophy cannot give one the desired results. The impersonalist wish to merge into the Supreme Brahman. However, merging into the Supreme Brahman also requires a touch of devotional service. The absolute truth is realized in three phases: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these require a touch of devotional service. Sometimes it is actually seen that these Mayavadis also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, although their motive is to merge into the Brahman effulgence of the Absolute. The yogis also at times take to chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but their purpose is different from that of the bhaktas. In all processes, karma, jnana or yoga, bhakti is required. This is the purport of this verse. Hare Krishna, everyone. I'm very happy to be here again in shelter of Shishi Radha Vallabh, Shishi Jagannath Guru Subramani and Shishi Gaur Nitan, back to home after a long time. Yes, but coming to temple, I felt a little awkward. A lot of things have changed. Previously, it was like meeting friends, you know. I lived here for so many years, meeting friends. But now, you know, you have to stay 1 meter apart. You can't greet them. And you have to take services in order to visit temple and take darshan of devotees and our lordships. So, seems a little bit different here. You have to become Corona conscious before, then Krishna conscious. I felt like that, you know. You have to think about other devotees' welfare and even don't infect them and protect them. So, but still, I'm very, very privileged to be here again in service of Shri Radha Vallabh, that Krishna has brought me again back to my body and his main services. Very grateful to devotees and our lordships. So today's Bhagavatam verse, Narad Muni is instructing Prajapatis. The 10 sons of Rajini Maharishi are before they took the kingdom, they ruled the kingdom, their father asked them to go to forest and do tapasya and purify themselves in order to become righteous kings. So they did that, and there they met Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva instructed them about devotional service, and following his instructions, they performed austerities for a long, long time. And because of their service, Lord Vishnu also gave them darshan and further advised them about devotional service. Later, they came back and they got married, and they came back and they ruled the kingdom for many years. And after that, they again timely retired from their duties of being king, and they took sannyas, and they were going to again perform bhakti in isolation. That's where Narada Muni again met them, and this conversation is happening. Prachetas requested Narada Muni to instruct them further in devotional service, and Narada Muni is happily glorifying devotional service. So we have read so far, Narada Muni is also called as very dear to Devas and Danavas, both. He is his worshipable body, even Suras and Asuras. So he is such a person, Vaishnava is such a person, that he treats everyone equally. He doesn't have any discrimination who is who. He treats everyone equally. And we see in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere Narada Muni is present. He is actually guru of everyone. Whoever he sees, he would preach. That's what his duty is, and that's what his heart. That's what his heart's desire to glorify Lord Krishna and teach others about devotional service. So he is every mention of Bhagavatam. So here he is talking about importance of bhakti, and very strongly in a couple of verses he has mentioned ki if you are a human being, then your sole purpose of life is to serve Krishna, nothing else. If you got a lot of strength, if you got good speech, if you got good intelligence, if you got strong senses, what is the use if you don't engage all these things in service of Krishna? What is the use? It is useless. And these three we see time to time everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many verses have been spoken like that. That even if you are born in a Brahman family, where you get ample opportunities to become a very sincere devotee and progress in spiritual life, but if you don't utilize that opportunity as a human being, to be born in even Brahmana family, then you are less than Chandal. Your life is useless. But on the other side, even if someone is born in a house of dog eater, but he engages in devotional service, then he is even greater than Brahmana. So same theme is again, same point is again made by Sri Narada Muni here. And here he further goes that even after, if someone takes to transcendental processes, goes on spiritual path, that be a yogic process or sankhya process or performing austerities or taking sannyas and studying Vedas. But if ultimately, if you don't serve Lord Krishna, if you don't realize who Krishna is and engage yourself in Krishna's service, then that is useless. So even that so-called spiritualist is of no use. So today, nowadays, if you see when we talk to people, it's very common that people have misunderstanding of what spirituality is. It has been overused, this term, I'm spiritual, I'm doing something spiritual, is being overused. And people have a wrong understanding. They say, for example, during the time of Prabhupada, when he was on the planet and he was preaching to hippies, so there was a notion that, you know, drinking and intoxication and drugs will give you spiritual experience. So what they experience is something very low grade, but still they attribute that experience to spirituality. That experience is very spiritual. People say, okay, I feel like experiencing skydiving is a spiritual experience. Experiencing sex life, the pleasure of the driver, is spiritual. They say all kind of nonsense. And in our Indian background, people would say, I am spiritual. How are you spiritual? Well, I am a good person. I do good to others. And that's how I am spiritual. So people have different definition of what spirituality is and what is to be spiritual. So this is first of all wrong notion nowadays. But even if someone is following some aspects of spiritual life which is mentioned in Vedas and Shastras, such as Sankhya philosophy, yoga practices, certain Shastras, but even that people get deviated from the ultimate purpose of doing that, such as, for example, here the Shreyogi, the word mentioned Shreyogi, Shreya means ultimate good, ultimate benefit. So the activity you perform, it has to be for ultimate good. One should have the long vision. What ultimately am I heading to by performing my activities? What ultimately am I achieving by performing this activity? So that is called Shreyogi. And opposite to that is prayer. Prayer means people tend to look for temporary achievements, temporary benefits. So that is called prayer. So that most of the people in society fall in that category. First of all, they don't know what is ultimate good. They mistaken even that. They think that acquiring a lot of wealth is ultimate good. And it will bring me good fortune, good life. Or having good relationships, or doing good community service, doing some great work for society and nation and world, that will give me even greater fame. So these are the things people think, these are the actual Shreya. But actually, no. These are not actually Shreya. Ultimately, those things will be taken away from you. And it's just temporary. There were so many people in the past, in history, they traded this path of material achievements, but where are they now? And who remembers them? People forget. And where are they now? Again, they are somewhere in some species of life, again going through the experience of birth to death. So, first of all, people don't have proper understanding of what is Shreya. And when someone is on spiritual path, and even when they are performing the activities of yoga or sankhya or Sivyavastri, if you take sannyas, still they get mistaken. That what is ultimate Shreya? They think, as Prabhupada mentions here, that merging into Brahman is ultimate Shreya. It is ultimately beneficial for them. And that is their goal. So that is also illusion. So Narada Muni straight away cuts that those activities, even it appears that they are spiritual and it will help you elevate yourself, but if you don't serve the purpose, which is to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, then it is useless. The very famous verse comes in my mind when I read this purport, that from first canto, that dharma sanusthitam pumsam visvakshena kathashuyaha नोत्पादयेत यदि कृतिम श्रम एव हि केवलम. Translation: the occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of God. So whatever activities we are doing now, speaking to ourselves in our devotional life, as a devotee, as a Vaishnava, aspiring to be a devotee, and we are following the process in the footsteps of our acharyas, what Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj has given us, taught us. We are trying to advance in spiritual life. But think, still in our devotional life also, we can become deviated. That our activities, if whatever we perform in our daily life, in our Krishna conscious life, it is supposed to be Krishna conscious, but still we can become deviated. If our activities is not pleasing to Lord Krishna, it doesn't give pleasure to devotees, then that also comes in the category of Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. So one has to be very thoughtful that what I am doing right now is actually praising to Vaishnavas and our Lordships, and that comes to understanding of what is your intention, what is our intention in doing that service. So if our intention is very aligned with the Shastra, with the teachings of our acharyas, then you are good. But most of the time, especially speaking to myself, we tend to forget, why am I doing this? Even normal activities like chanting, I become so casual sometimes that, I suppose I meant to please Krishna by chanting the holy name, but I tend to forget. And then it becomes very mechanical. So that becomes a shrama, just a labor it becomes. And you just sat there, relax there, and you warm up. You just move your lips and make some sound, but it doesn't yield any benefit. It doesn't purify our heart. So our intentions are very much important. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, in Chatushtha Bhagavad Gita, that it activities has to be with love, or bhakti has to be performed with love to please Krishna. Then only we will gain the result. And what happens when we perform devotional service with love, then automatically as a result we become happy. In the word Atma pradaha, full satisfaction of self. So when someone performs devotional service in proper mood, then as a result that person becomes very happy. Devotee becomes very happy. So in our devotional service, for example, if you are not happy, then we have a question. What am I doing that actually wrong? Is this process wrong? The methodology given by our acharyas, is that wrong? No. That is always good. That is perfect. But the application of that process in our personal life, there we are going wrong somewhere. And that is why when we feel in our devotional life sometimes unhappy, or it can be even for prolonged time, if we are unhappy, then introspect ourselves and see where am I going wrong. So then it boils down to the point that our intentions are not pure. We don't want to actually please by our activities. The verse in Srimad Bhagavatam where it said that Savi Pumsa Parvatharmo Yato Bhakti Adokshade Ahetuki Apratihata Yayatma Sukasidati. So that word Ahetuki, our devotional service has to be causeless. Means without Hetu, personal material Hetu, we should perform our devotional service. That is called Ahetuki. When we have personal motive in our devotional service, that okay, I am doing this service. Why? Because after, let's say some years, I want to become temple president, for example, and to achieve such and such post, I want to get that designation, or I want that designation. So that kind of personal motive can also drive devotee to perform devotional service. Even year after year. But if you are not careful, then that doesn't actually purify our heart. And we don't feel happiness. Because why? Because it's not right. It is not without personal motive. So that personal motive has to be very pure in Krishna consciousness. Then one automatically becomes happy. When we have become happy, If someone praises us, we are happy. If we gain something, then we are happy. If we have success, if we experience success in some of our endeavors, we feel happy. Right? But if you experience otherwise, do you still feel that happy? If someone says something bad to you, which you actually don't deserve, you still feel happy, oh, that's okay, that is actually Brahma-Buddha platform. So, it doesn't happen to us, right? If someone criticizes us or someone chastises us, we feel unhappy. If our plans get failed, then we are a little morose, we are unhappy. If things doesn't happen the way we wanted, we are unhappy. If we lose something, we are unhappy. So that's where we can see. If we are really fixed in our devotional service with pure motive, then no matter what happens in our life, what happens to us, then we always feel happy, regardless of so-called good and so-called bad. That is my Buddha platform. And yes, another aspect is that we feel that Krishna is actually protecting us. We feel happy when Krishna protects us. But do we feel happy when we feel that, you know, it doesn't mean work like that, you know, I was expecting such and such results, I was expecting these things in my life, but I feel that, you know, it's not happening. Krishna is not with me. Krishna is not protecting me. So here question comes, what is actual protection for devotee? Anyone wants to say anything here? A question, what a devotee feel? What is the protection for a devotee?
Protecting
one's bhakti, yes. Yes, Guru.
To be engaged in sankirtan.
Being engaged in sankirtan, yes.
Be in the association of devotee.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, these are the very good points. And these were, I'm heading to. So once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, he happened to meet Kurma Brahman. And this Kurma Brahman, now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, he mentions these two incidents in that portion of Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya, that he met Kurma Brahman and Vasudeva Vipra, who was a leper. So first he met Kurma Brahman, and Mahaprabhu gave him some instructions. So this Kurma Brahman was very eager to give up his family life and go with him, travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and dedicate his life in service of the Lord. But Lord told him, no, you go back and look after your family. And all you do is chant Hare Krishna and make others to chant Hare Krishna. Preach these glories of Lord Krishna to everyone you meet. So two things, just chant and preach. That's what he said. And later on, after he moved further, he met Vasudeva Vipra, who was a leper at that time. He was suffering from leprosy. And he was also a great devotee. So he found out that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in my town. And then he went to Kurma Brahmana's house to see him. But Kurma Brahmana replied that, you know, Lord has already left the place. So he was so morose and he was unhappy. And Lord Mahaprabhu, being Bhakta Vatsala, he immediately understood that someone is longing for me. He wants to meet me. So he came back and then gave association to this Vasudeva Vipra. And he cured his disease of leprosy, and he was very beautiful and beautiful again. And this Vasudeva Vipra also mentioned the same thing. Lord, please accept my service, I want to come with you. I am traveling with you, I want to serve you. So Lord again replied the same answer he gave to Vasudeva Vipra, that you stay here and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and preach others about glories of the Lord. So as Krishna Sagar Goswami mentions, so by these two incidents, I want to say that Lord performed this throughout his South India yatra. Wherever he went, he just chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra and teached and preached, and he gave same instructions to everyone in South India yatra. So this is like a crux of South India yatra. He gave. He was doing constantly this thing. So In this pastime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned both of them, that by chanting and by preaching, you will be protected from Maya. Don't worry. You think that, you know, you are in Maya, in family life, you are doing all the materialistic activities, and that's why you want to give up and come with me? No. As long as you chant sincerely and you preach Krishna consciousness, then you will be protected by Maya, protected from Maya. So Lord Mahaprabhu gave this assurance that don't worry, you will be protected by Maya. So actually for devotee, that is actually protection. That is the protection devotees desire. That they don't want to get succumbed to Maya. And we see this in throughout Bhagavatam, you take any devotee, Parikshit Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj or even Prachetas also, when they met Vishnu, Lord Vishnu gave darshan to them, they asked for the same thing, that we want devotional service, we want association of devotees. So these are things constantly we see, whether she is Kunti Maharani, she also says, no matter whatever difficulty comes in my life, that's fine, but I want your service. Even those kind of adverse situation in life is actually helpful. Give me that, so at least I can remember you. Prahlad Maharaj has so much compassion for all living entities that he is happy to go for all the karmic creation of every living entity in the universe. Like that. Then further, if you go, Arjuna, for example, so he just asks that, okay, Krishna, you want to be with me. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything else. If you are there with me, then I have everything. So again, every devotee, every great devotee in Srimad Bhagavatam, you see, they ask for repeatedly the same thing. I remember my Guru Maharaj mentioned this in one of the classes. So he compared what devotees' desires are, hardcore desires. When they are asked to take any benediction from the Lord, what they ask. So he mentioned 3 to 4 devotees from different cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he mentioned about Parikshit Maharaj, he mentioned about the Sudama garland maker, and he mentioned about Markandeya Rishi from Braj Canto. And he analyzed their desires when Lord asked them to ask for some benedictions. So all of them ask for these three things, same thing. That Lord, please always engage me in devotional service. You bless me that I never forget you. I never get swayed away to other things. I always be engaged in devotional service. So that's the first thing they ask. Then second thing they ask was, give me association of devotees. Let me be an association of devotees in whatever condition my life I am in. But always give me association of devotees. And the third thing they ask, that let me be friendly and compassionate to all the living entities. Let me be friendly and compassionate to all the devotees. So protection is not that we get what we desire, or our things get done nicely, we get fame, or we remain very healthy. These all things are there. Even in current time we see this coronavirus has taken over everyone's life. And even devotees gets affected by that. And unfortunately we saw that some of our yogis also have left this world. So, is that, someone can say that, see, God is not protecting them, his devotees. But no, actually, that is secondary. The real protection from the Lord is that they are always connected in devotional service. If we feel that I have ever increasing enthusiasm to serve Lord, to be with devotees, and have a heart to preach to others, that means compassion for other living entities. If we have ever increasing this kind of desires, ever increasing desire to chant Holy Name nicely, then be assured that we are protected by Lord. Everything else is secondary. So that is actually the protection. And we saw in Bhagavatam, as I mentioned, all these devotees, they ask for these things only. And if we are getting that in our life, then be assured that we are protected by God. So all these great devotees has gone to the root of what is the most important thing in their life. So yes, when we have this protection, these blessings from our Lord, then we are naturally happy, naturally we are satisfied. And that is called Atma Pradho. So I conclude here, and if anyone has any question, any doubts, any correction, please tell me. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Make a comment.
Yes, probably.
The couple of weeks from now is going to be Janmashtami. So,
yes.
Lord Krishna's Krishna's pastime. And we all know the story of Kamsa. And he was always. Kamsa was. He was Krishna's. Connected to Krishna, and he was always thinking of Krishna actually. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned, I was reading Krishna book now, and he said, Prabhupada was saying, how can he be, if he always thinking of Krishna, is Krishna conscious? Constantly thinking of Krishna, but he was thinking of Krishna to kill him. So we do perform devotional service. But we have to perform a service favorably, with love. And just like if you're in the bank to get to see the counter, you go to the counter, they say, next please. They say, oh, so and so, please can you come? I love you so much. And this is very commercial, the way of calling. There's no love in that. So if you call Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's not like I'm scratching my head and looking somewhere. You love Krishna, you call with devotion, and then Krishna will hear your call. So favorably, so mother when she looks, when she's calling her son, properly, for example, that is love. So, and this is a point I want to make. So Kamsa was always in Krishna, but he wanted to kill Krishna. So he performed your service favorably. That is the process. So even we all doing here, we may have Anyagi Vasita Sanyam. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Madanayana Nachaya, not by charity, not by austerity you can know me through devotion. This is a very key principle of devotional service, is bhakti. It's not that sometimes these people come here and they're really praying, but the demonstration of actually prayer is through service. You know, I don't know how many my God brother like proper disciples. You know, they come to some, I'm not saying anything, they come to temple, or this is wrong, that wrong, this, that, and they go home, DC again, till next year. So, you know, so it's not that we come to temple to correct everyone, we're here to be humbly approached to Vaishnavas, to engage us in their service. So, even Krishna said that, you can, approach the spiritual master through humble inquiry. So it's our attitude. So your point is, in this connection, is through devotion, humility, actually, key principle. And if you step on the grass, and he doesn't protest, oh, why is that being me? So, you know, everyone it comes through humility and associated with glory. You have to develop the humility with the associated glory. And glory sometimes can be very heavy. This is some of these boys here, they were very nice, but they can be very cutting. But that's the job of the devotees. You're not always going to be patting on you, oh, Prabhu, you're so nice. You know, we're not going to get that always. So devotees, sadhu means cutting, cutting your ignorance and your ego. So you made a very good point about all these things in this, and then the yoga. And I did yoga. I was doing 10 years of yoga in China, but the motivation of these girls, they wanted yoga so they can be healthy, so they can enjoy the senses. That's why I gave it up. So we do yoga so we can be healthy, serve Krishna. So the underlying principle of our activities is how we can serve Krishna, so we can be healthy for Krishna. We need to sleep in. And that harm is considered a basis. So you're sleeping here. In India, they go to sleep in the temple. It's very pure. I don't know. So they have to get up because they clean the temple before Arati. Anyway, so serving Krishna is not like I am doing this, I am doing that. Sometimes even among us, we are doing to. We are in the center. Everyone look at me, I'm singing. How well I do this. We want to jump in to be the center of attention. We're not singing, I'm doing it for Krishna, isn't it?
My mother came here 4 years back and she still remembers your kirtan. You know, she says that Prabhu used to jump and go for heavy kirtan. And she knew, you're not like young Jagasi, right? But still, she was saying that, He is dancing and singing more energetic than all of you boys, you know. She still remembers that. And I tried to do the same thing, and I was rejoicing and remembering my mother, She still remembers.
In India?
In India, yes.
I feel happy somebody can think of it.
So, yes, you mentioned a very good point. And Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna, but anything was what? He was always distressed and frustrated and fearful. Why? Because he was not favorably thinking of Krishna. So, yes, that's the point. And if we are favorably thinking to serve Krishna and engage favorably in devotional service, we probably more than we are happy. We are always happy. So that's a way of gauging whether we are performing devotional service in proper mode or not. And but this purport says same thing. Even this practice is yoga practice and if you study senior state, sannyas, swadhyaya. Their motive is not right. It is always tinged by personal motives that they want something else rather than praising Krishna. So then it is useless. Well, thank you for reminding the pastime of Kamsa and Krishna giving Kamsa. Anything else? Shall we conclude here? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.